Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Tuesday, my friends. I am so excited to be coming to you live right now, Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. in the truck. Yes, this is truck edition of the devotional. I am honored to get to start the day with you. Here we go. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Free to Change. You were created for a big life. We talk about that all the time. That's kind of the basis of big life. We believe that we were each created for a big life. But are you really living big? Are you living free? Free from anything and everything that serves to hold you back? Is there anything causing you to live a life short of the life Jesus came to offer you? What is that that is pulling you back in? What is it that's holding you back? What has you stuck when you can be free? We all have chains. We all struggle with bondage of some sort, and some are more visible than others, such as addiction or a toxic relationship. But other forms of bondage are more widely accepted as normal these days. Normal, like irrational thoughts and fears, lack of self-control, a roller coaster of moods, procrastination, laziness, jealousy, self-hatred. Did I get you yet? Yes, that, my friends, that is bondage. A bad habit, a rut you've worked your way into, a continual cycle of starting strong and fizzling fast, a bad attitude, or a pattern of negativity, those are chains. And those chains are holding you back from living the very life you were created for. You can't just sit back and say, well, this is just the way I've always been, and so I'm always going to be this way. Wait, so you're telling me God created you to be a moody beast? I don't think so. God created you to loathe mornings or hate yourself or have raging jealousy? Nah, girl, I'm not buying into it. God made a mistake when he made you and forgot to give you self-control? He forgot to equip you with strength to finish what you start? He forgot to give you the ability to control your thoughts or your tongue? That's insane. You are God's greatest masterpiece. You're lacking absolutely nothing. You have it all, sister. All of it. It's just maybe chained up, held back by a mistruth you believed and claimed as your own, restrained by a bad habit you've allowed to become a ruler over your freedom. Are you ready to break those chains? Are you ready to be set free to live your big life? Are you ready to overcome and conquer your chains? Scripture tells us a story of two men, Paul and Silas, who had been stripped and beaten and thrown into prison. I suppose you could say they were having a bad day. Naked, bloody, chained up, and locked up. Yep, that's a bad day. They were stuck. And they had every right to be angry. They had every right to be throwing a fit. But do you know what they were doing instead? Maybe you've read the story and you know exactly what they were doing. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26 says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners, because remember, they're in prison, The other prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Impossible chains were broken that night. Prison doors flew open. They were set free. What caused this? Paul and Silas were praying and praising when they had every right to be cussing and worrying. Our prayers appropriate the power of God. Our praise summons the Almighty. And this is how we are set free. Whatever has been holding you back, whatever has burdened you, you can be set free by appropriating the power of God through your prayers and summoning the Almighty through your praise. Prayer and praise. It is the power pack duo for your chains to be broken and your freedom to be realized. Understand this right now. God doesn't want you stuck for another day. His desire is not for you to battle those thoughts and those fears and those moods or bad habits past this very moment. His desire is to set you free. He wants to break your chains. He is able to break your chains, but you play an active role in your freedom. Jesus says in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. You have an enemy in this world who is a thief. What's the thief after? He's after your life. He wants to take you out. Out of your purpose, out of your flow, out of your divine destiny. Understand, the evil one is after the life you were created for, the life that's available to you through Christ Jesus, the life where you're living up to your potential as your best self. That's his target. It's your big life. Every single day, the thief is trying to steal that life from you and convince you how you are who you'll always be. It's just how it's going to be for you. This is your lot in life. And he shows you the chains you currently battle, and he whispers, "You'll never be free." Your ability to change is a threat to him. So he battles your change and he attempts to block your progress and tells you this is how you will always be. But the devil is a liar and you don't have to listen to him for one more moment. He's been killing your dreams. He's been destroying your relationships. He's been stealing your potential. Stand up and tell him, not today, Satan. Nuh-uh, not today. Jesus has come so that you may have life and have it to the full. What does that mean? He's offering you a big life, a life of freedom, of whatever has been holding you back. The price has already been paid for your freedom. You did absolutely nothing to earn it. All you must do is accept it and live in it. To live in it, you must continually take the next right step and not be swayed by the enemy's attempts to restrain you. Even at this very moment, when you may be struggling with worries and fears and temptations to keep doing the same darn things that got you in the predicament you're in, you can claim your freedom and start praying and praising. You're no longer a slave to your old habits. You don't have to be that person today. Jesus is a chain breaker. He is a life changer. John 8:38 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And the Son is setting you free. And now you are free indeed. Pray and praise and step out of those chains into the big life you were created for. Your freedom has been bought. You're completely free to change. Now, I know the chatter going on in your head right now. Oh, well, that's easy to say. You're not dealing with what I'm dealing with. I've always dealt with this. Okay. Fair enough. But I don't think God created you to always stay stuck in that struggle. I believe when Jesus came to set you free, he covered that too. I really do believe that. He covered whatever it is you continue to struggle with. It's already been covered. Are you praying and are you praising God through this? This is what creates chains. Change. Change. That is what creates change, to break chains. Pray and praise. There's such power in music. I absolutely love the right music. And it's why I really spent time and I continue to build this playlist on Spotify. And you can find it. You can look it up. It's under my name, Pamela Krim, Big Life Mornings playlist on Spotify. Completely free. But I'm continually adding more songs to it. People send me song suggestions all the time and I add new ones on the weekly. But these are like the perfect songs for praise and praying through some chains in your life, through some things that you need to change. So you turn on the right music. Again, look it up. Big Life Mornings playlist on Spotify. Just hit shuffle play and it's practically like every song is just the right song to pray and praise. And whoa, when you summon the power of God, yeah, you allocate his power and you summon the Almighty through your power and praise. Oh, girl, 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 girl. Yes, that's what we're going to do today. Are you ready? Let's pray together. Hey, God, good morning. God, I am so grateful that you woke us up to give us a new day of life today. Thank you for this gift. We receive it, and we're not going to waste it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, please forgive us for worrying and complaining and wallowing and settling. Forgive us for believing the lies of the enemy that tell us this is how we've always been, so this is how we're always going to be. Nope. God, I know that you created each one of us as a masterpiece. We're lacking nothing. We've got it in us. You didn't create us to be messed up and broken in some way. We are whole. We are complete. And anything that is holding us back, you have already provided the way to break those chains. So today, Lord, we pray, we allocate your power, we praise, we summon you in. We pray and we praise, even when the circumstances are less than favorable, even when we feel stuck and we don't see change. We pray and we praise you. We seek you. Lord, we want all that you have for us, and we are not going to settle for anything less. Lord, I'm so grateful for just people around the world that you have brought to hear this right now. Thank you for the way your spirit is speaking and moving. Lord, just convict us and touch our lives, touch our hearts and our minds. Lord, I lift up these families that are represented here, and you know where they're at. You know exactly what they need. I pray that you would meet their needs today. I pray, Lord, for your protection over our families. We're counting on you. We need you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we praise you. Amen. All right, my friends. So seriously, check out that music today. Big Life Mornings playlist. I love it so much. And we have a producer in Nashville who specializes like in Christian music. And she sends me new songs with the artists that she works with. She sends me new songs and says, hey, would this be a good one for your playlist? And sometimes I'm just like, oh, yes. There was one I was listening to this morning that's a new Jeremy Camp song. And I can't remember the name of it, but it was awesome, because I don't like sad, sappy music. I can't handle it, okay? There's a time and a place, but my mornings is not the time and the place for sad, sappy music, so you can be assured every song I put on that playlist is like pump you up, get you going, woo music. So check it out today. It's what I listen to pretty much all throughout the day, and it really makes a difference. So pray and praise. That's the plan for today. Have a beautiful day of life. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.